السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على أفضل الخلق أجمعين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ask Allah to bless his entire household and all his companions, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of us. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, people were engaged in a lot of vice. People were engaged in so much evil. People used to worship one another. People used to worship idols made of food, made of stone, carved out of wood. People used to enslave women to the degree that they would sell their own daughters. And they would consider a daughter something so bad that they were burying their daughters alive just because it was considered shameful. The women were made to dance naked for the men. The women were made to make tawaf around the Kaaba naked, and so were some of the men. Women were considered a commodity to the degree that they were not given any form of inheritance, not at all. They were not looked after by their males, and at the same time, they were bought and sold like anything. If a man owed people money, he perhaps would take his wife or his daughter or his mother and go and hand her over and say, "Look, you take her and you release me of the debt that I owe you." People used to drink to the degree that they became drunk, intoxicated. They lost their minds. They did whatever came to their instincts at that particular moment whilst they were intoxicated. And this resulted in mass death. People killed one another. Tribes fought with one another. They had absolutely no respect for anyone. There was much racism and tribalism. Slavery was rife, where people would enslave a stranger just because no one knew him. And this was all part and parcel of what went on. People did as they pleased. The powerful got away with murder, and those who were weak were penalized even if they were innocent. The justice system was non-existent completely when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to save humanity and mankind by sending to them the greatest of creation, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day he was born was the day of a new beginning, the day where Allah blessed myself and yourselves. We are seated here as part of the ummah of a man who was sent at a time when people were in the darkest moments. Everything bad was considered good and everything good was considered bad. He came in to make sure that whatever was good was really considered good, and whatever was bad was unacceptable, even if the whole world engaged in it. What a blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send to mankind, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for them the blessed birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them this messenger who ultimately sacrificed everything at his disposal. He had companions whom, when he uttered a word, they did not ask a question. They immediately obeyed the instruction. This is how Islam grew. If you take a look at the most powerful man in the history of creation, it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People might argue and say collectively the denominations of the Christians make up a greater number than the Muslimin. We will say, well, Jesus was given 600 more years than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon Jesus, for indeed he was Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without technology, without what we term as the internet, mobile phones, faxes, telexes, even a loud hailer, nothing was in existence at the time. Today we have approximately 2 billion people who are his followers. None of them had a gun on their head to say, accept this message. Subhanallah. If you look at all of us seated here, every one of us, we put our head on the ground for our Maker. The most blessed point of our bodies, which is the highest, kept at the top. Allah did not keep the brain in your ribs, nor did He keep it in your legs, nor in your hands, nor at the bottom of your face. But the brain is what distinguishes myself and yourselves from animal. And for that reason, Allah kept it right at the top, the most honored. We take this and place it right to the ground, bring it in line with our feet, put it right at the bottom for the one who made us. This was taught to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a privilege, what an honor to be able to be from amongst those who worship our Maker alone. This message came from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I started off in a specific way because I'd like to draw your attention to something. Slowly man is going back to that jahiliyyah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the women and says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةِ وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهِ. Make sure that you stay in your homes. Do not emerge unnecessarily, the women are being told. And at the same time, do not uncover yourself. Do not expose yourself like the people of the first period of ignorance did. Now the first period of ignorance is either the ignorance post the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, when the devil happened to infiltrate man and convince him to become naked once again and to do so many bad things. Or it was the period just prior to the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people were in such great ignorance, as we made mention, they even moved around naked claiming that this was an offering we made to our gods. They said, if my job is done, I will then move around the Kaaba naked. Or if my job is done, I will then create 5 or 6 different idols that we will distribute for people to worship and so on. This is the type of behavior that people have. Today, we find ourselves not realizing that what made us better, what has drawn people to this beautiful religion, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose such a powerful man to bring forth, was the purity, the chastity, the morality, the oneness of Allah, the fact that we are disciplined people. We are not people who are hooligans. We do not follow our whims and fancies when it comes to that which is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, you find today, nudity has reared its ugly head once again, where people are fighting for the right to be nude. We find homosexuality rearing its ugly head once again. We find people getting upset when their wives have given birth to the same sex child the 5th time round, the 4th time round. They stop talking to them. Why? Allah has chosen for you only girls, thank Allah. Allah has chosen for you only boys, thank Allah. Allah has chosen for you no children, thank Allah. He knows what it is. I read an article yesterday which said, in China they only allow one child per person. And there are 10 million people a year who lose that particular single only child at an age when they can no longer have any more children. So the government recompenses them because of that. Subhanallah, we don't have that problem. But if Allah has chosen for you not to have a child, thank Him. And make sure that you realize and understand that in the Akhirah, you get what you want. In this world, you don't get what you want. Here we are sent in order to be tested who is going to be more disciplined, who is going to follow the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as best as possible. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were instructed, they did not ask a question, they followed. This is the strength of Islam. That's how it followed through to us. Today when we are told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is wrong, and he said this is right, we say, but why? It doesn't make sense. I don't understand and I don't want to follow this because to my brain it doesn't make sense. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, if you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed something and the source is authentic, just lower your head and surrender. If your weakness makes you involved in something bad, remember in your heart, what I'm doing is wrong and it's sinful and I want to get rid of it as soon as I can. That is better than justifying it, my brothers and sisters. If you're doing something wrong and you're saying, no, I'm not worried, it's okay, never mind, it's fine, these people don't know how to interpret the religion and so on, what chance do you have of coming onto the path? But if you know what I'm doing is wrong and I'm going to try to resolve it and to come up, inshallah, onto the straight path one day, there is hope for you and me, because that is the attitude of a weak human being, but not of an arrogant human who wants to justify his actions. So this is why we say, take a look. People will no longer worship idols by the will of Allah. None of us would have an idol in front of us and worship the idol. But sometimes we lose focus. We begin to worship one another. Just because I'm a religious man who might know a little bit more than you about religion, and Allah might have used me to perhaps trigger something within you to become a better Muslim, does not make me a person worthy of worship. Never. Not at all. No act of worship to be rendered to any creature besides, obviously, the Creator Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we are taught, إِنَّ اللَّهَ ابْتَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا لِيُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. The entire reason that Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to remove people from worshipping other people to worshipping the Creator of all people. Allahu Akbar. So Shaytan's focus is on one main item. It's on several items, but one main item. And that is, he wants us to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping one another, by worshipping creatures, by worshipping things. Some people worship their wealth. This morning I received a powerful message. It says, if you were to have a cow made of gold in front of us, nobody would worship it from amongst the Muslimin. But convert that gold into coins and then see what happens. Allahu Akbar. Convert that gold into coins and see how man dances to the degree that he may do anything, including murder, just to get those gold coins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from amongst people who think in that way. Really, these things are going to come to an end. What remains will be your deeds, your piety, your humility, your humbleness. That is what will take you to paradise. How close were you to your maker and how beneficial were you to the rest of mankind? That is what will drive you to paradise. Taqwallahi wa husnul khuluqi. When you have piety and you have good character and conduct, how did you help the rest of the creatures? You know, we've heard this so many times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. And this is why a hypocrite is he who outwardly appears to be so religious, yet inside the core is rotten. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from those who read five salah, but we treat other people as though they are pieces of dirt. May Allah make us from those who are humble and those who can learn to love one another. No one knows who has a better deed than the other. But slowly, my brothers and sisters, we are slipping back into that original jahiliyyah, the period of ignorance. Because we get upset when we have a certain gender of children. We are starting to eat interest once again, as was happening at that time. We are starting to cheat. The powerful from amongst us get away with murder, and the weak from amongst us downtrodden, and perhaps sometimes oppressed, just because they don't have the power to speak. May Allah grant us goodness. Justice is slowly but surely slipping through the fingers. May Allah protect us. Sometimes ourselves, we are not just with our own family members. And sometimes we have no link with people who are supposed to be so close to us, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have started feuds and we have started arguing and fighting with one another for no apparent reason, sometimes for purposes of this material world in front of us. A small item and finished. I've stopped speaking to this brother of mine. It's been 20 years. I'm not interested. Is that what Islam is? Is that how Islam is going to progress? What type of attitude do you think we should be having if we would like Islam to propel as it propelled at the beginning? We need to develop ourselves. When we hear this came from Allah and His Messenger, we surrender. That's what they did and Islam went up. We do not need to be apologists, meaning some people don't even want to portray themselves as Muslimin. My name is Abdullah and they call me Dula. I'm sure we've heard that. May Allah grant us forgiveness. Why must I disguise my name, Abdullah? What a beautiful name. Perhaps if you are a kind individual who is good to those who work for you, and perhaps if you are a kind individual who is good to those whom you interact with on a daily basis, and your name happens to be Abdul Aziz or Muhammad or some beautiful Islamic name, and you make it clear, they may have a new picture, a different, correct picture of Islam based on something that they learned from a man whose only identification of Islam was his name. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Why do we need to disguise the fact that we are Muslimin? We are proud Muslims. We don't mean the pride as in arrogance, but the pride as in happiness. We are happy to be Muslims. And we need to show that. My name is this. I'm a Muslim. And yes, we will help the non-Muslims around us. We will not disturb our neighbors. When we see someone who is requiring assistance, even if they are non-Muslim, without creating a fuss, we go, we help them, and we don't expect anything in return besides the fact that Allah has watched. I have assisted a human being. People have entered paradise because of helping animals. People have entered paradise because of helping fellow human beings. And we sit here, we don't even help the Muslims, let alone the non-Muslims. And then we think this is Islam. And this is the reason why the portraying of this image has come out so wrong on the globe. Because today people look at Islam as a religion that is intolerant. A religion that does not allow a person to look at a non-Muslim. No, remember, somewhere down the line, our forefathers were not Muslim. Remember that. And if we were taught not to be kind to non-Muslims, how then would our forefathers have ever got the Islam? So remember this blessing of the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fact that Allah sent him to us. Don't forget it. And don't forget what is our duty in that regard. Some people, all they'd like to do is to party. And when they party after that, there is no sign of Islam in them. No sign of following that sunnah. Wallahi, develop one or two of your characters. Develop one or two of his characters and see how your life will improve. Imagine if every year we have to improve on two habits of ours. Wallahi, in 20 years, 40 of our bad habits would be gone. We would be an asset in our homes. And I call upon you today to undertake to improve your character and conduct at home to start with. And with those who you mix with thereafter, those who work for you, promise yourself, for the sake of Allah, I'm going to speak to them very nicely, with utmost respect. Your patience. Do not allow anger to overtake you. When that same messenger who was sent to remove us from darkness to light has clearly said so many times, La taghdab, la taghdab, do not get angry. And we find ourselves such a short fuse that if we were to use the 13 amp from that plug on the right, perhaps it would be longer than the fuse we have, or should I say more durable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give us little 1 amp fuses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Really. Today we lose our cool with those who are the closest to us, our wives, our children, our family members, our parents, and our brothers and sisters. For what reason? Just because they took long to come out, or just because they said something that might not have been to our liking, or they did something that perhaps may not have gone down so well. No need to get uptight and excited, because that the Prophet ﷺ says, La taghdab, do not get angry. So today we want to improve two main items to start with. One is our character and conduct overall. Our character, the way we treat people, the way we talk to people. And two, connected to that, our anger, our temper. Let's control it. Let's calm down with everyone. Let's learn to smile at one another. When we greet each other in this masjid, we are so happy. It is such a warm environment. Never ever give a person a feeling that, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. Because if they do not come, for example, for another salah, because of the way you treated them, perhaps you may be held responsible for a person who may have lost guidance due to your deed, which drove them away from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make people feel at home, greet them, speak to them well, talk to them in a good way, tell them, my brother, my sister, we are Muslimin, assalamu alaikum, how are you, and what's going on, and do not divulge, do not get into matters which are private, which may make people feel so offended that they don't want to see you next time, and they don't want to be found in a public place, because everybody is bothered about this sin, or where the person was seen, and what happened. All that, inshallah, will be dealt with as the piety levels grow. My brothers and sisters, I want to end on one note, going back to the issue of worshipping one another. We need to realize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's prime message, and the prime message of all the messengers who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, was in order to direct us to Allah himself. Who is your maker? My maker is the one who made me. So what should I do for him? I owe him worship, and the fact that I will only worship him. Like I said, we respect a pious person, we don't worship him. We respect a person who has knowledge, we don't worship him. And at the same time, we render acts of worship solely to Allah. We call out in dua to ask for happiness, to ask for children, to ask for goodness, to ask for paradise, to the one who owns all that, and that is Allah alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Shaytan is so particular about trying to waylay us and trying to drive us astray, because we have something very expensive. Like we say, a thief does not come to you if you don't have something valuable. Same applies. Shaytan will not trouble you unless you've got something valuable. So when shaytan is troubling you, realize that I've got something good. I've really got something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted me with. And for that reason, shaytan is troubling me. So fight that devil and make sure that we get back to the path and we have hope in Allah. Islam is based on mercy. It is based on the hope that we have in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, those who have transgressed against themselves in a great way, those who have oppressed themselves in a great way by committing any type of sin, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is able and capable to forgive all your sins, for indeed He is most forgiving, most merciful. May Allah purify us, and may He make us realize the gift we have, and may He make us from those who never return back to that period of ignorance. May He make us disciplined people who love to follow rules and regulations that are divine, that come from our Maker, in a way that the day we meet Him, He be pleased with us. Until we meet again, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.